So I became a Christian thanks in part to Cliff Richard. At the age of six, I watched a VHS version of Cliff Richard's journey to faith. And in the VHS, Cliff explained that becoming a Christian involved Jesus knocking on the door of your heart, and all you needed to do was open it. Well, that's probably the bit, all I could understand anyway, when I was six. So late that afternoon, I prayed a prayer of my mum, asking Jesus into my heart. I believe since that early moment, Jesus has indeed been at work in me. As you can tell, I was brought up in a Christian home. I was fortunate enough to have to cover Bible studies with my mum in the evenings, and was faithfully taught at, by Sunday school teachers. My rebellious teenage years involved me asking nearly exasperated youth leaders the hardest questions I could think of, because I thought if Jesus knew everything, he could be able to answer them. And that's continued since then with my home group when I was at college, and also at Refocus on Wednesdays. You can just ask my group. I often try and think of the hardest thing I can think of to ask. And since that point, I've continued to ask questions and to keep on coming back to his word. And what really drove me was trying to find out, you know, what Jesus actually said, and could I stick to it, and was it true? And I feel like that has proven itself throughout my life. I help out in the summer at summer camps, Dorset Venture. I also did Breedon for a while, so I know Adam Shirley really well from that. We have some stories. and through that time, I really got to see how Jesus' words really impact young people as they hear it for the first time, and also impact you as you're teaching it to them. And we were looking at Romans one summer, and it just really impacted me, again, just the truth that is behind it. So I'm just going to read a little bit of Romans. Romans is very long, but I'm going to do a little tiny bit. Just to kind of sum up, I think it was the moment where it really hit me, and I understood my understanding from being six changed, and I understood as an adult what it meant and what Jesus had done for me. So, for while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And yeah, that sums up kind of what I believe and what I continue to believe.